The Bush-Cheney re-election campaign has opened a series of negative advertisements directed at the presumed Democratic nominee, John Kerry. The ads claim that Kerry is weak on defense and wants to raise taxes. The job of devising a response to the Republican attacks is in the hands of Mary Beth Cahill, Kerry's campaign manager. She spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Mary Beth Cahill is busy. This week she moved the expanding Kerry campaign from a small townhouse onto the entire floor of a downtown Washington, D.C. office building. In addition to doling out office space, Cahill is hiring staff from other Democrats, and she's handling the rapid response to negative ads the Bush campaign is unloading in an early attack on Kerry. Cahill also has to deal with the fallout of when her candidate blurts out, not realizing his microphone is still on, that his opponents are a crooked, lying group.
Senator Kerry spoke without thinking, and it wasn't the advance man's fault.
Okay. Can't fire the candidate.
Can't fire the candidate.
Okay. Attacks from the right-wing media, is that what John Kerry was talking about when he said, in Chicago, these people are the most crooked, lying group I've ever seen?
Well, the difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, or one of the differences, is that the Republicans have an echo chamber where they're able to start a rumor on a web page, move it onto the radio, to right-wing radio commentators, get it onto certain supposedly public affairs shows which have a complete Republican slant, and start a noise, which is pretty scurrilous. It's become an accepted part of the media.
So how do you construct a mechanism that will allow you to respond to that echo chamber on the right?
First of all, we're not going to let any charge go unanswered. And when the Bush advertising started, we went right at it. We are going to respond immediately to the advertising that is going on the air. We are an energetic, united party with the aim of defeating President Bush, and we're not going to take a breath without going back at him.
President Bush told some evangelicals this week that he's working to stop abortion, opposes gay marriage. How does candidate John Kerry handle the culture war element as it becomes larger and larger in this campaign?
I think we've seen this playbook before, Juan, which is where if you don't have a positive case to make for what the country wants and needs, that you revert to old tactics of driving wedges between Americans. There's one thing that we really learned in the course of the primaries, and that is that people want to know that their jobs are safe and secure, that they have access to affordable health care, that they won't lose their health care, and that education should be funded to the government's greatest ability. President Bush does not have anything to talk about on these subjects, and so he wants to switch to what is essentially a fake conversation and not address the major issues of the day. And we're going to keep going back to the fact that we're going to have the conversation with the American public that they would like to engage in, not get off on the tangential ground that the president wants to play on.
Now, we've been talking about how the president is trying to define, even demonize John Kerry during this period. But how does John Kerry and his campaign hope to define the president during this period, especially since the president has a tremendous advantage in terms of money?
Yes, he has an enormous advantage in terms of money, with, I think, $150 million raised to date. I think that we really see this campaign through the prism of broken promises. The president says one thing and he does another, and we're going to point that out.
The vice presidential pick, there's been lots of discussion about who that person might be, the other half of the Kerry ticket, but it's surprised me the number of times I hear people say that that process has to be accelerated to have a second voice out there with John Kerry. Is that the case? Are you going to make that decision more quickly than it's been done in the past?
Because we have become the nominee faster than anybody ever has before, this entire process is accelerated. But Senator Kerry has made it clear that he wants this to be outside of politics, and he wants to make sure that he gets the best person who, you know, might possibly become president should anything happen to him. So we don't have a timeline for this. We're going to take the time that's necessary to find the right person.
Do you have any short list in mind now?
I don't have a short list in mind. Senator Kerry might.
Mary Beth Cahill is managing John Kerry's presidential campaign. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.